And thank you for joining us this morning on Access Cleveland. We have the pleasure of speaking with Admiral Greg Nosal. Thank you for joining us, Admiral.
You're welcome, Grace. It's nice to talk to you this morning.
We're talking about Cleveland Navy Week and the commemoration of the bicentennial of the War of 1812. So we are excited getting ready for Navy Week starting on Monday, August 27th, and it runs through Labor Day and it ends on Tuesday, September 4th. Please tell us all about it.
Sure, of course, Grace. A couple things are happening. The Navy every year does Navy Weeks in different cities, and I think we've been to Cleveland before in a Navy Week, but we've picked 15 cities this year to combine our Navy Weeks with the bicentennial commemoration of the War of 1812. And we did five cities up the East Coast, we did New Orleans, and we're doing 10 cities in the Great Lakes. And the Secretary of the Navy and the Chief of Operations looked at it, and they thought Cleveland would be an outstanding choice to do not only Navy Week, but the commemoration. And one of the things that makes this much different than any other previous Navy Week is we're going to bring ships into your city, as you mentioned, on the 27th of August and stay through the day after Labor Day.
Wonderful. So tell us about those ships that we'll be visiting, Admiral, and why? What's the connection with Cleveland?
Well, first of all, we're bringing a couple United States Navy warships, the USS DeWitt and the USS Hurricane. A couple Canadian ships are coming with us, and also a Coast Guard cutter, Katmai Bay. And the thing about the ships is that the United States Navy has not been into the Great Lakes since 1999. And this is significant mainly because we've been busy doing other things. And we thought, since Cleveland, of one of many cities that were selected, for a couple reasons. One, it has a great, strong military presence. We have many members of our service who are from Cleveland and in the Ohio area. And so it was looked upon that, hey, that'd be a good choice. And we'd like to bring our ships there for a couple reasons. Number one, for the citizens of Cleveland to see our ships. And number two, for our ships and sailors to meet the citizens of Cleveland.
Absolutely, because that is huge. And I want to thank you for your service to our country, Admiral.
Thank you very much for saying that. And the other thing you may know, again, the battles in Lake Erie, many battles during the War of 1812 that, again, we're relearning our heritage this year, because a lot of the things that happened in the War of 1812 are still relevant today. The Battle of Lake Erie, there was a gentleman by the name of Commodore Oliver Hazard Perry, who won a battle, and from that battle, there was a famous naval saying that got lots of attention, don't give up the ship. I'm not sure you've heard that before.
Yes.
And the story behind that is actually pretty interesting. There was a captain by the name of James Lawrence who was on a ship called the USS Chesapeake that lost in a battle off of Boston. And his last dying words to his crew was, don't give up the ship. His good friend, Oliver Hazard Perry, made those famous words into a flag. And it was in Lake Erie on the ship named after his friend James Lawrence, the USS Lawrence, that he fought. And as he fought in the battle, his ship wasn't doing very well because the wind shifted. And he rowed over to his second-in-command ship, which was the Brig Niagara, which you may be familiar with that because that sails the waters off of Cleveland all the time. Have you heard of that, Grace?
I have.
And what we intend to do, what Oliver Hazard Perry did back in 1813, is he took that flag that he made in remembrance to his good friend James Lawrence, don't give up the ship, rowed it over to the Brig Niagara, and then ended up becoming victorious. One of the things we're going to do while we're in Cleveland is that the Brig Niagara is going to take a replica of that flag, don't give up the ship, and then row it to the one ship that I mentioned, one of the Navy ships. It's the USS DeWitt, which, oh, by the way, happens to be a member of the Oliver Hazard Perry class.
Wow.
So we're going to kind of close the circle as Brig Niagara rows in an authentic rowboat similar to what Oliver Hazard Perry did. And in that little rowboat will be descendants of Oliver Hazard Perry, and they're going to row it back to the USS DeWitt, the Oliver Hazard Perry class, and give the ship the flag, don't give up the ship, back to the Navy.
Wow. I think that's great. I think it would be great for the entire family to come and be a part of history. You know,
it will
learn
be.
More.
Indeed. It'll be a pretty momentous event. You know, and again, the Navy's history and heritage, a lot of the traditions and customs that we enjoy today in the 21st century actually originated in the War of 1812. So to make that link, many of the great leaders, the officers, I've already mentioned Oliver Hazard Perry and Isaac Hull and Thomas McDonough, who also fought in Lake Champlain, a lot of they set the benchmark for leadership, seamanship, innovation that pretty much shaped our officer corps today. So we want to remember them. We want to remember all those who served gallantly in that conflict in the War of 1812, but also in the conflicts since then. And we also want to recognize all those men and women who are serving around the world today, ensuring our freedom and keeping our sea lanes open.
Certainly. And what other events will be going on? Can you share with us some of the other events that will be going on?
Sure. Great question. The Blue Angels are going to be there. I think you may have seen them once or twice in your great city.
Yes.
The Leapfrogs, which is our parachute demonstration team, they're going to do a couple parachute drops. There will be an opportunity for people to visit the ships. As I mentioned earlier, you know, the two American ships, the two Canadian ships, and the one Coast Guard ship. And I believe, I think Brig Niagara may have some availability there. One of the things we also do when we go around and do these Navy Weeks commemoration of the War of 1812 is we do community outreach programs. And we're going to send sailors to different places that may be able to be a benefit to the city. Places like Habitat for Humanity. We like to go to hospitals and bring CAPS. We call it CAPS for Kids. You know, maybe some kids who may not be as healthy as they'd like to be, and we'll deliver those. And then, again, just many different community outreach programs. There'll also be competitions. There's usually culinary competitions between different groups. Sometimes there's sporting events between a fire department, police department, and our Navy team. So, again, it's a great opportunity for our Navy to kind of showcase themselves and showcase our sailors to the citizens of Cleveland.
Well, we appreciate that, and we are so looking forward to, and it's like I said, it's the weekend of the air show. We are going to have a wonderful time. Cleveland Navy Week and the commemoration of the bicentennial of the War of 1812, and it runs August 27th, and it ends the day after Labor Day, September 4th. Admiral Nosal, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, Grace, and I look forward to meeting you on our visit.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Take great care. And we'll be right back with more Access Cleveland right here on 93.1 WZAK.